Good. Yesterday when we did the meditation teaching, the Lord had given me a verse. And have you ever like felt like God was telling you to say a verse, but it was a verse that you had been thinking about all along and you're going, that's not the Lord, it's just my favorite verse right now. Have you ever had that happen? That happened to me on Saturday morning. I woke up just kind of asking the Lord, what verse should we meditate on? Should I teach them to meditate on? And I just felt in my spirit, just real clear, this verse that you have been meditating on for the last 2 months. And I just felt like, oh, that's not the Lord. That's just me thinking about that verse. And that these verses have actually changed me, impacted me dramatically. And I'm going to just say it right now is Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 10 and 11. And as I dared to believe and say, okay, I'm going to teach meditation, then I'm going to give you this verse. It's the verse that we've meditated on before. The Lord spoke to me and said, tell them this is a verse for Pagosa. Tell them this is a verse for Pagosa. And so I really didn't mention that much until afterwards because I wanted to see what would happen. And many in the debriefing after they meditated on this verse described how they felt like this was a now verse for them and even for this reason. So as that happened, Chase and I were riding in the car to lunch. And thank you, Rory. And that was just an excellent lunch that we had at their house with their family. And it's just special. Chase says, let me tell you what happened to me during my meditation time. And I want you to come up and share that because, again, I think this is a word for you, for this place, for this city.
Yeah, I want to just start off with telling you a little bit about my heart right now, just about you guys. I'm so honored and blessed to be in this community, in this place right now. You guys are so sweet and beautiful. You have beautiful spirits that are filled with life. I'm deeply honored to be among you and to be able to minister and to just hear your testimonies. It's been a real joy for me. Thank you so much. During meditation yesterday, this verse, we've been meditating on it for 2 months before this, and I feel like I've been trying to break in and grab something that from the Lord in this verse that the Lord hasn't really wanted to give me. It's been really hard for me to get more revelation on the verse from the Lord in this last 2 months. But then when I got here, and I meditated here, I knew instantly this verse was for you guys. And the Lord released this amazing vision to me. And that's what I'm going to get ready to share. We were supposed to come here a couple of months before, I think in September, October. And things kind of happened and it fell through. But since then, we had kind of been in a place of intercession as our group for you guys, just wanting to learn about the heart of the Lord for this place and the city. And I have been continually in that place of intercession for you guys. And I know now what the Lord has been speaking in. It is in this verse, Jeremiah 33. So I'm in meditation. Most of the time, my favorite way to interact with the Lord is through meditating on the word and interacting and asking him in questions. That's like my favorite way. I'll write him down, all of these questions. He'll be telling me answers and he'll give me more questions and you know, I'm waiting on him. That's my favorite way. But this time the Lord wanted me to draw a picture. I don't ever draw. I don't draw well at all. I'm a stick figure guy and boxes of shapes and triangles and those things. That's all I can do. And so I was like, all right, Lord, I'll do it this time. So I get the big sheet of paper out. I got two colors, a gray and a red. It's the only colors I got to draw. And I start asking the Lord, give me just what are you doing with this passage? Give me, you know, some more things because the last 2 months I haven't got really anything. All of a sudden, just out of nowhere, I close my eyes. I'm pacing on this wall right here. A huge picture just kind of just fills my entire brain, my eyelids. And it's a scene of a main street. The main street has a one road going down the middle. On both sides, there's a sidewalks. And then there's a row of like shops, like shopping buildings. And I see bright colors and lights. People are filled the streets and they're joyous and happy. They have like a lot of presents and things that they bought. And I'm like, wow, this is beautiful. And I see banners over the road of just like holiday messages and things like that. And I know this is Pagosa. I have never been here. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know anything. But I know this place, this what I was seeing was Pagosa. And I'm like, Lord, this is a beautiful scene of the city. And I'm just kind of like just looking at it. And I'm like, wow. And then all of a sudden the Lord says, this is not what I see. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm asking him, like, what do you mean this is not what you see? And all of a sudden, like a slideshow, it goes from this beautiful scene of color and everything. And then all of a sudden it just goes over into my light, like my vision. And then it all turns to be grayscale. It's all gray, white, black. Nobody is in the streets. Nobody is anywhere. It's desolate and barren. And that's part of the verse in Jeremiah 33. It's desolate and barren. And this is what it is. And I'm like, oh no. I get like, I'm like, I feel the Lord's heart. And I'm like, no, this can't be what you see. I cry out, Lord, this is not what you see. This is not it. And I just feel the heart of the Lord mourning for what he sees over this place, over this image, over the main street. And I'm like, no way, Lord. And so I'm just looking at that. And then at that time is when I begin to draw this picture. And I'm just drawing lines of the street, the sidewalks and all of this. And I got squares for the buildings and all that. And then as I begin to draw, what's funny is that I wasn't getting any more picture revelation for this. And it was only coming out of me or coming in, you know, the Lord is only beginning to give more and reveal more as I begin to draw. So it was funny, I would stop drawing, I wouldn't get anything. But then I would just kind of let myself draw and more would come to my picture, to this picture. And I got to the place where I've drawn the entire street desolate. And then all of a sudden the Lord says, follow me down this road. So I follow him down the road, and it's like a picture that you see that's like a long highway going down a desert to the mountains. You know how the road gets real little as you're looking past? So I go down the street, and I'm walking a long ways. The road's getting little and littler. All of a sudden, two trumpets come out of the sky. Now, what's funny is the only color I have is red, but I see them as red trumpets. They're red trumpets coming out of the sky, and they're blasting something. And I see an image, like a closed caption. I see an image or words get written on the sky. It says, the verse in Jeremiah 33, there's a verse in there that says, praise the Lord of hosts. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. I see the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And it's a big image all across the whole valley. These trumpets are blasting it, and it's coming swiftly, like it's blowing over the land. And this word blows over the city, and I see the whole city. It's starting to become color, and it blows over the whole valley, over the mountains, and it goes all the way across, and it changes everything. And I notice three things that it changes about this place. Three significant, I remember, there's a lot of things, but I remember three significant things I feel like the Lord is highlighting. So one of them was the cabins and all of the little buildings and whatever's at all the places and houses around the area in the whole valley. I knew that inside them was the Lord's healing. Like the anointing of healing was on every cabin in this place. I knew that no longer were those places for people to come on vacation. They weren't like Airbnbs or any of that. I knew these were places for healing. Now, somebody in the debrief, I told this to the debrief, and somebody was like, you know what? This place has a prophecy over it that this place is a city of refuge. It'll be a place of refuge. And he was like, those are places of refuge. And I was like, yes, that's it. People would come to these cabins everywhere. Every one of them was filled with the holiness of the Lord and his healing. And they would come to, you know, break free of bondages and their brokenness would be healed. It was amazing. I was like, no way, Lord. And so that was the first one. The second one, I knew that the river running through the valley, And then the pools, the hot springs in the middle of the town, they didn't smell. They had a good aroma, and I knew that they were pools of healing. Like the aroma changed, and the pools were pools of healing, like the pools of Bethesda. And I knew that people were coming here with faith and hope, going to these places, knowing that the Lord was here and that they would get healing. So that was the second one. Now the third one was that all of the mountaintops in the valley were filled with like cloud or fog, and you couldn't see the mountaintops. But it was like this thing of beauty and adventure. People were coming here almost like on a pilgrimage. They were coming here to seek the Lord, and they knew that on the tops of these mountains, hidden by the smoke or fog, the Lord was in there. His presence was there. And they were going through the valley and going up these mountains to seek the Lord and to be in his presence. And they were filled with this hope and joy, and they were going up. And it was so amazing. And I was just stuck in this place, and it was unbelievable. I've never got a vision like that before, and I knew instantly. This is for you guys. This is your heritage. This is the heritage. This is the promise that the Lord has given this place. And it was amazing. Yeah. So there's the three lines, and I saw the two lines in the sky. It was, the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. But I want to say, I just want to speak this over you guys. That is the first line in that. That is, praise the Lord of hosts. Praise him. That's the key to this. Would you begin to agree with me and the Lord that you guys, that we'll all praise him forever no matter what? Let's unlock his heart. Unlock our own heart. So Lord, we just say, would you give us the grace to praise you, Lord? We say that you are good and your mercy does endure forever, Lord. Lord, would you give us joy and gladness in our hearts, Lord? Would you begin to break off these bondages and this weariness that's about us, Lord? Would we be in a place of rest and peace, Lord, that we could praise you for the rest of our lives, Lord? You are worthy of adoration and praise, Lord. No matter what happens in this place, no matter how much time it is, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. And so we ask, Lord, would you give us the grace and the strength to continue to go, Lord? You said it would come swiftly, Lord. So we ask right now, quicken it, Lord, and bring it. We ask for revival in this place. We ask for this praise in our hearts and the joy. This place, Lord, this place has been faithful, and we ask, Lord, we call upon the faithfulness of Pagosa. We call upon the faithfulness of these people that have been here, Lord, and we say, bring now, Lord, the grace and the strength, the healing of the Lord over this place. Your mercy endures forever. We say it right now in this valley. We say it right now. Bring it, Lord, in Jesus' name.